Yeah, we targeted him. Now, to pick up an extra pick was a bonus.
What about him actually appealed to you, Reggie, and then did the health scare, the health issue that he had, and how much caution did that give
you? Well, of course, we researched the health issues. Now, everything that we got back from that standpoint was more than positive. So that was it became a non-issue for us in that regard. Now he's going to have to mentally go through it now. But that's the only issue that we had. Now, as far as what we liked about him, the guy can cover. Point blank, he can cover, and he can find the football. So he does what we're looking for in a cornerback. He's a good cover corner who can get his hands on the football.
Did surviving that heart scare, did that actually, because of how severe it was and how he pulled through it, did that actually raise his stock in
Europe? No, I don't think it raised his stock. It showed us how competitive and how, you know, how aggressively he went after it to try to get back to his old self, you know, showed that, but it didn't raise his stock as far as you're talking about being an overcomer, you know, if that's what you're saying. No.
There's a lot of good 5'11" corners in the NFL, but it seems like the prototype now is getting a little bit taller. Is this guy good? Is he able to make man-to-man coverage in the NFL?
Yes, that's why we drafted him. We think the thing with him, his man cover skills is what set himself apart for us. I mean, he don't lose a guy. He's quick and he's fast and he's tough and aggressive in his play. So from that standpoint, we have zero issues.
If a deal could not have worked out, would he have been your pick number three?
Yes.
Rich, you did sign a couple of corners during this offseason.
Right.
Was that still considered one of your main positions of need, or was this guy just too good to pass
up? You know, if you guys know me, I'm going to get the best player. Once we declare our draft board, and we're going to follow it. You know, we're not going to try to fill this need and fill that need and, you know, go into the offseason saying, well, we got players that we needed. We want to get players that we think can make a difference. We want difference makers, guys that can make plays. And that's where he was on our board.
Would you make a lot of offers to move up? And would you be grateful for the
best one? No, in the end, the offers dwindled. And some of the offers didn't make sense. But this one made sense. No, no, not at all. We just want to do something that makes sense for us.
This has to be a no-doubt pick, right? I'm assuming you have no doubt that this guy could be a big time.
Hey, I'm going to use your words, no doubt.
Sometimes guys in your position are a little afraid to make a move like this, given his health history.
Right.
You said you researched it and you felt comfortable with it. Even with all that, was there any hesitation whatsoever knowing the stakes here?
No. Not. It really wasn't with me. Had a chance to bring him in. Had many conversations. Took him out to dinner just to get to know the guy. And we went down to his pro day and had coach, one of my personnel guys, take him out. And, I mean, we knew the guy, you know. So researching that part, our doctors did a great job in researching all the medical stuff. So from that standpoint, it was a non-issue. Then when we put on the tape, which is how we make decisions, then it became prevalent that that's our guy. Well, it says a lot for his drive. Says a lot for his fortitude. I mean, he's a want-to guy, and it says a lot about that. But you know, he still got to strap on the pads and make plays.
Reggie, going into day, what was the second round pick priority?
To pick up some picks. Was the top priority. Now, whether that would have been a two, then we're excited to get the two. Absolutely. But we didn't know which way the picks were coming, especially from the conversations that we've had leading up to it. A lot of the offers didn't make sense, but this one did. And we're happy to get that two.
Would you be able to go for mini camps and mini camps with PAs all these?
He's totally clear.
If you had him identified as the guy you would take at three, there must have been some nervousness as you got down to 12 that somebody else would take him. I mean, and the Jets would pick up more, I think, just two spots before. Was that, did it get kind of tense watching it play out?
Yes. Because I had an inkling, you know, when you lose a player like Darrell Revis, I could see where they were going to pick a corner, but they went with the other guy, and we got our guy.
If they had taken your guy, would you have taken the other guy to even entertain that thought?
I'm going to say a no comment on that one. It was, you know, guys, when you move back, you kind of got guys ranked in the area. And we had some guys. If our guy wasn't there, we've had about five guys that we were going to look into. So,
Reggie, you said you got to spend some good time with DJ. What was he like
Well, he came across, what I look for is he approachable? Does it seem like he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be coachable and going to be a worker? You know, does he really like football? Is he going to come and get after it? And he definitely showed that. And I already knew the answer by the research that we had from his past coaches and all the scouts dig all that information. And you watch him play, you could tell the guy loves football. But sometimes you also like to look in the guy's eyes when he tell you answers, and he passed.
Coach Allen next.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Dennis, what was it like if you guys had determined him to be your guy at three to have it go all the way to 12 to sit there and see and wonder whether he was still going to be there?
Yeah, it was a tense feeling there, you know, in the draft room, and you know, we felt like there was a chance that he was still going to be there. The good thing is, but there were some other guys that we felt comfortable with, but DJ was our guy that we identified very early on in the process that. He was a guy that we were real interested in at the third pick, and we were fortunate that we were able to get him where we got him and picked up another pick.
Dennis, you're old defensive back. What do you think when you put tape on of this guy and watch him play?
Well, I think he's, you know, the one quality that you look at when you're looking at corners is you're looking for guys that can cover. And this guy can cover. He can cover man-to-man. He's got great speed. He's got great quickness. He's got the ability to play both off and press coverage. And the thing that really, one of the things that I really look at is, you know, how's the guy make plays on the ball? specifically the ball down the field, and he does a tremendous job of that.
Can you think of an NFL equivalent, anybody who's in the league now who he kind of reminds you of?
Well, I mean, I think there's, you know, obviously I look at him as one of the top, you know, corners. I think he's got a chance to be really good and a difference maker for us. So when you look at the top corners in this league, I mean, that's who, in my mind, that's who I see him ending up being like.
You guys are a best available player team, but how important was it just in terms of fortifying the defense and upgrading this defense?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we've got needs on throughout the team that we want to try to make sure we take care of, and I think it was a great thing that we were able to get an impact player, you know, at a position specifically defensively. The things that you look for is how do you affect the quarterback? I mean, and you do that through rusher coverage, and this guy – we felt like was a top cover corner in the draft.
Dennis, when you spent time with him, how much time did you spend with him when he was busy?
Yeah, pretty good portion of the day when he was here. You know, I mean, he spent a lot of time with myself. He spent a lot of time with the assistant coaches. You know, we got a chance to meet with him, talk football with him, and see, you know, how much information he could retain and how much volume of information he could take in. And the guy's all football. He loves football. You know, he's going to be a guy, obviously, you've seen from, you know, what he's been through, that he's willing to work. And those are all things that, you know, a lot of people talk about character. I mean, this guy's the type of character that we're looking for.